Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And today is, well, first of all, if this is your first time listening to the Happy and Single podcast, this is a space that I have created to help you find happiness and joy on the path that you have been guided and directed in life. It's called Happy and Single because for years I was miserable being single. And I have found so much joy and happiness in my current state of life. And now I share with other people how I've gotten there. And so this is episode 209. And it's entitled, I Want to Do Blank, but My Thinking Stops Me. Now, you guys remember how I talked last week about giving, about whether it was helpful to give free advice or not? Well, this is going to start off with a story about me giving free advice. So I'm going to call this individual, they have given me permission to talk about this, but I'm going to call this individual Ray, just because I don't know why. So I was talking to my friend Ray at the gym, and we ran into each other, and he shared with me how they were struggling. You know, they were struggling whether or not to go forward and do something. You know, whether it was okay. You know, and the thing specifically was, you know, whether it was okay for them to enter a bodybuilding competition. You know, they have a job that they have to, that they feel especially, they have to be a great example. You know, and so whether it was vain or things like that, or whether it was especially okay with God is what I kind of articulated it to. And I'm just doing the best I can. But what was interesting, again, back to Joseph jumping into helper mode, which is not helpful in the slightest. And so part of this is probably going to be about what I would have done in that case. But I gave him some feedback and I gave him some advice. And I was like, you know what? It sounds like you really do want to do this. It sounds like it feels good to you, but you're just really up in your head about whether this is the right thing. Now, again, I really do. I have this little, I'm going to call it a Mighty Mouse complex. There's just this desire to go out and save the world. I mean, it really does come from a well-meaning place, but it's not helpful. You know, so I said things along the lines of that. Now, keep in mind, we're at the gym, right? There's tons of noise. There's tons of stuff going on. But me in my head, it's like, oh, well, I could share things with this person that have really helped me in my life. Well, being honest, one of the things that I have found so helpful about the coaching work that I do is that it's done in a quiet and safe space. You know, I'm not having conversations with somebody at the gym that are producing multi-million dollar ideas. That's not why they're there. That's not why I'm there. Like, it's not the place for it. I mean, an example that I like that another coach uses, it's like somebody coming up and that's a doctor and being like, hey, can you check out this, you know, giant cyst on my back or something like that? It's like, no. I mean, can you imagine? This is an extreme example, but I really like it. Can you imagine walking up to someone that's a doctor and just saying, hey, can you give me a physical right here? Right here in the middle of the gym. Yeah, you're a doctor, right? And I need this. This is really important. And I've got deadlines. And I just got to get this taken care of right now. It's absurd, right? I mean, you guys know, I'm not going to give the details, but like, you guys know what happens at a physical. Like, you're not going to have a physical in the middle of a gym. And so going back to what we were talking about last week about whether free advice is helpful or not, I don't think it ever is. I mean, in my friend Ray's case, I think what would have been more helpful is just telling him, hey, man, like, you'll figure it out. You really will. You know, you keep doing whatever you feel is right. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that advice. You keep doing whatever you feel right and guided to do. You're going to do amazing. That's it. That is where it should have stopped. But it didn't. It went into, well, and at the time, like, we've got these massage chairs at our gym. So we're both sitting in massage chairs, and there's probably at least a few other people in the room while we're trying to have this conversation. It just wasn't the place for it. But now I will have an exploratory. I mean, again, like, I just love that example of a doctor giving a physical in the middle of the gym. Like, it's just not going to happen. You'd get kicked out. Both of you. Oh, so, but what I could have done in that instance, just say, hey, man, you're going to figure it out. And if you ever want to sit down, I have learned some amazing things that have helped me in my life over the past 7.5 years that have helped me make decisions like that. And if not, no worries. And I should have left it at that. But I didn't. That little Mighty Mouse complex jumped in and it was like, all right, how do I save the day? How do I help this person in this instant? Guys, that had nothing to do with him. I do care about people, but I really do have, some people would call it a savior complex. I prefer Mighty Mouse complex. And just because of how much love and respect I do have for the savior. You know, even in that instance, as I pointed to last week, you know, even the Savior himself, if my friend Ray walked up to him and was like, hey, I'm really struggling with this. Well, the Savior probably could have given him some really, really specific guidance and advice since he's perfect. But even then, before that, he would have just shown him so much love and encouragement and support. So now coming back to the original question of the day. And now just exploring, and this is not directed at my friend, although it was inspired by him. I'm going to go back into my life. So when I think about this original question, like, I want to do blank, but my thinking stops me. Like, specifically, you know, one of the things that recently has come to me is just, you know what, Joseph, why don't you give this a try? Like, why don't you try experimenting with working 45 minutes in the hour and then taking a 10 to 15 minute break? And the days that I've done that have worked so well. And I've let myself do the things that I actually want to do. I mean, I've pulled out my Nintendo Switch for the first time in a long time and allowed myself to start playing. And I've played a few times since. I've allowed myself some time to breathe. I've allowed myself, So how do we stop ourselves from doing what feels right to us? The simple answer is we get really caught up in our head. One of the big ones for me was, is this what Heavenly Father wants me to do? But oftentimes it's not asked as a real question. It's like, oh, is this what he wants me to do? Is this what he wants me to do? Is this what he wants me to do? It's not done in a way where I'm actually asking the question and reflecting on the question. It's done in a way of, I need this answer in 2 seconds, give it to me. You know, we were talking about today in a call that I was on. Actually, so one of the things my mentor was sharing a, a, in a recording I was listening to, he was sharing this experience that he had when he went to a program and they were supposed to prepare these like TED Talks essentially, and then they were going to give them. But when they went out to give them, they, like, the presenter and his team, the guy that created the event and his team that were running it, they would heckle them. They would do all kinds of things to just get them out of their game, out of their rhythm. You know, and I thought that was really interesting because for me, like, any time the rules change, I struggle. But also, there's not that many real rules. There's all these rules that we adopt. You know, so actually going back, since my friend did say it was okay, you know, and I'm just going totally hypothetical now, but he might have a rule, and many of you might as well, that it's like, I don't know if Heavenly Father wants me to do this. And me personally, that has been one of the biggest doubts that I have ever had. But do you notice how I phrase that? There's a beautiful scripture that says, it's in Doctrine and Covenants 6, verse 36. If you just look that up in Google, even if you don't happen to be a member of my faith, you'll find this beautiful verse. It says, look unto me in every thought. So look unto me being the Savior in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. God will not speak to you through doubt. He will not speak to you through fear. He is so powerful and so amazing and so wonderful that he does not have to go through the back door. When the Spirit hits, it hits. You don't have to worry. And so my friend may have this example in his, may have this rule in his head. It's like, oh man, I would really love to, you know, craft and sculpt this amazing body that Heavenly Father has created me. But I also really don't want to do it if Heavenly Father doesn't want me to, if he thinks it's vain, or if any of the people that I work with or that I help out think it's vain. I know this man, and I know this man's heart, and he wouldn't want to do a single thing that would offend God. And it's interesting because we create our own versions of God. You know, one of my favorite definitions of what I do is help people have a change of mind, a fresh view of themselves, of God, and of the world. Now, my view of God consistently changes. I know Heavenly Father is my Father. I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior. And I know that the Holy Ghost speaks to me. But that is a very simplistic way to look at it. Do I think that God is up there? Like, I mean, I love the example in Bruce Almighty. If you haven't watched that in a while, oh my goodness, what an amazing movie. But in Bruce Almighty, where he says that God is a mean kid with a magnifying glass, trying to cause him pain in his life. I really do, guys. I think that sometimes because of the hard things that we've gone through, and I'll take full responsibility for my part in the hard things that I've gone through. I will. And the challenges and the sufferings and, you know, and people just being awful at times. But we can either believe in a kind, benevolent Heavenly Father that loves us, or we can believe in a vengeful and horrid God that wants to smite us. For years, I believed in the first. And I'm trying now to believe in the second. I am exercising faith the best that I can. And even now, one of the biggest things that plagues me is this what God wants me to do? So how do you know whether something is good for you? How do you know? I know so many out there that want to do amazing things like write books and speak and grow businesses that change people's lives and also get in incredible shape. How do you know whether something is good for you? Heavenly Father knew before we came to this earth that this life was going to feel very hard and very tough at times. And so you know what he did? He gave us this beautiful thing called the light of Christ. And even further, the Holy Ghost. But everybody has this light of Christ. It doesn't matter who you are. I was listening to a book by a band called Rush, or I think his name's Geddy Lee is the actual person that wrote the book. And in there, he talks about, you know what, our agent or somebody was trying to get us to sign this deal, and everything in my instinct said not to. And I did it anyways, and we paid for it. It does not matter who you are. Heavenly Father made it so simple as if it's good for you, it will feel good. Now, I have heard plenty of stories, even in my faith and outside of my faith, of people saying, no, it doesn't work that way. Well, it says in the Book of Mormon, in Mosiah 2, it says that the Lord doth not vary. So that doesn't make sense to me why anything that is actually good for me is gonna feel bad. It just doesn't. Now, we can get caught up in our thinking, as I've shared with before, but if something feels really good, green light, that's Heavenly Father saying, hey, go forward. And when I say the word good, I mean peaceful and joyful. Sometime excitement can mess with us a little bit. We can get excited about things that aren't necessarily good for us. But the one thing you will never have when you're going in a bad direction is peace. You know, and I've had experiences and I've shared some of them at nauseam, but one time I thought I was supposed to make a career change. Every step I took down that road, even though most would believe that was a very loyal, wonderful path, and I thought that was where God wanted me, I had an absence of peace for about 3 or 4 months. Now, part of me is thinking, well, this is just because I don't want to go down this road and God wants me to go down this road. Like, that doesn't make sense to me anymore. If I was going down a beautiful road, like Heavenly Father can give you the worst news in the world and it will feel good. Why? Because if that's his path for you, there's no way he's not going to give you peace and joy on that path. He knows what is best for you far better than you know. And then our thinking mind comes in and we start misusing this creative gift of thought or this creative gift of our imagination. I mean, every step of the road that I took down that other path just felt awful. Even when I first had the thought, oh no, this means this, immediately I was filled with awful feelings. Why? Because along with the lines of, if something's good for you, it's going to feel good. If it's bad for you, it's going to feel bad. For other people that were going down that particular path, they might have had the most beautiful, peaceful experiences. Me, I couldn't sleep for months. Like, it was truly the hardest part of my life. I want to save you all the pain and all the hard times I went through during that time. I honestly, guys, I almost, because the pain gets so bad at times, because Heavenly Father is saying, Joseph, I can't give you peace about this path. I know what you think I want you to do. I don't. Go back to where I had you. And it wasn't until I went back to this path that I experienced that peace and joy again in my life. And that taught me so much about, oh, okay, if it's good for me, it's going to feel peace. Now, going to some less extreme examples, you know, for example, with my friend Ray, it's like sometimes something feels, and again, I have no idea where he feels on any of this, guys, but like sometimes something feels really peaceful and really joyful and really wonderful. And then the doubting thoughts creep in. It's like, oh, this feels so good. And you can even ask, Heavenly Father, how about this? Does this feel good? Like, is this where you want me? Is this okay to do? And then just be still and listen. And you'll either feel good or you'll feel bad. You know, so we've talked about the bad. If it feels really bad, red light, stop. Just stop. You don't have to worry. It's absolute. I mean, ironically, two of the things that I thought God wanted me to do in my life, one was to be engaged to a particular girl, and another was to go down a different career path. He did not want those in the slightest. And, you know, especially with that girl, I had a horrid feeling after we were already engaged. One morning in the temple, where Heavenly Father is saying, Joseph, this is not it. This is not it. This is not what I want for you. This is not what I'm telling you. This is not the girl for you. And get out. Like, and so I've had those red lights. And the funny thing is I've had many green lights that have felt so amazing and so incredible. I'll share with you guys one of these that you know, the It's Possible Challenge. Oh my goodness, if you knew how much overthinking I had about that. Now, if you're not familiar with what that is, it's me taking on a challenge and documenting the progress. I have some up on YouTube. I've some up on Instagram, but there's a whole thing around that that needs to happen. And I'm like, oh my goodness, is this okay to do during the workday? Is this okay to do? Heavenly Father's already told me, Joseph, do this. And still that doubting thought gets in there and, oh man, it can play havoc in my mind. And so sometimes when you're moving forward and you feel like not total peace and not total awfulness, it's either you're super caught up in your thinking or it's not the greatest thing in the world for you, not the worst thing in the world for you. And I tell people even this with relationships. See, you know, if you're praying about somebody or with somebody and it feels amazing, that is Heavenly Father saying, green light, go, go, go. If it feels awful, you know, as I shared with, you know, one of the podcasts somewhat recently, somebody messaged me and is like, hey, can you do a podcast on, I really want to be with this guy, but it feels, or I want to be with a guy, but this particular guy I'm with, it just feels awful and there's this horrid pain. It's like, yeah, that is the extreme red light. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Do not do this. You know, and then there's certain people that are amazing for us, certain people that are horrible for us, and then there's the middle ground where Heavenly Father says, hey, you know what? This might not be the greatest decision, and it's not the worst. It's middle of the road. And I use that scale for my answers. Now, you can use that for you. If that works for you, I don't know. You know, like, you got to just do you. But so sometimes we just get caught up in our thinking. And so, I mean, it's interesting because, funny enough, I want to point out me again of trying to be Mighty Mouse when I was talking to my friend Ray. He already knew exactly what to do. before I even had a conversation with him. And he even said, you know what? I'm just going to kind of move forward and keep going forward unless it feels bad. Guys, he was already doing everything he needed to do. He did not need Mighty Mouse Joseph to come in and try to save the day. I mean, this guy is just an all-out stud, like an amazing, amazing individual in every way. You know, just truly. And so it's interesting, if I would have taken time to listen instead of put on my Mighty Mouse shirt and just listen, be like, it's like, yeah, I mean, I would have heard that, as I finally heard in this conversation. That, guys, I'm not necessarily just having this conversation with you and myself. The spirit is also heavily involved in these conversations when they go the right way, when they go a good way. And so my friend was already doing exactly what he needed to do. And I think that's really cool. So what if everyone around us is already doing exactly what they need to do, and they just have a little bit of thinking about it? And we could just encourage them and support them and love them. I mean, the simplest thing, you know, if I were to rewind this experience, as the only thing we can ever learn from is experience, you know, he could have said, oh man, Joseph, I'm kind of really worried about this decision. Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing now? Well, I'm just moving forward. I'm a little bit worried whether it's the right thing, but I'm just going to move forward. And then if it's the wrong thing, I'll know. Oh yeah, just keep doing that, dude. I mean, I could have given him, not that he needed, you know, any more encouragement, love, and support, because he's already killing it. But guys, the same way for you. If you don't know if something is right, and you want to do it, move forward. And you're going to possibly have some thinking about it in your head, because that's just us. Like in this life, we sometimes want to get rid of all the noise. It's not possible. The only place that I get rid of a lot of noise, and I didn't even say all of it because some of it's just in my head, is the temple. So I'm going to double down on what I said last week. All people need is love, encouragement, and support. And all you need to do is move forward on what you want to do, regardless of your thinking in the moment. And you are going to do such amazing and incredible things. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.